Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News update. There has been an arrest in a deadly hit-and-run accident we told you about earlier this week. Delaware State Police say a 23-year-old woman from Milford has been arrested. 78-year-old Cheryl Hyatt was hit Sunday night on Bethel Road, but it wasn't until 9 hours later, about 6 a.m. Monday morning, that her lifeless body was found on the edge of the road. A nearby security camera captured the accident. Police identified the vehicle involved as an older model Buick LaCrosse. Well, they tracked that vehicle down, they say, and the 23-year-old Milford woman who they say was driving it. Her identity has not been released. Right now, she's at Sussex Correctional. Israel's defense minister threatened Iran's supreme leader today after Iranian missiles damaged a hospital in southern Israel and hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. At least 240 people were wounded. Meantime, Israel struck a heavy water reactor linked to Iran's nuclear program. President Trump held another national security briefing in the Situation Room late this morning. We're waiting to see if anything public comes out of that. That as the president weighs using U.S. planes and bombs to wipe out Iran's major nuclear enrichment facility that is buried in a mountain some 300 feet underground. Polling in this country shows about 80% of Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, agree with the president that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. Some possible storms this afternoon. Keep an eye to the sky. I'm Steve Hammond for WBOC News.